Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
WOR Sports. The Mets beat the Braves twice during today's doubleheader, 5-4, then 3-0, and the Yanks defeated the Blue Jays 9-1. Now meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
Here for WOR Weather Channel forecast. We'll see a mainly cloudy sky tonight, a chance of some light rain, a low down to 52. Cloudy skies with light rain to begin the day Wednesday, a high of 68 degrees, so warming up a little bit. Thursday, partly sunny, warming up a little further. Lows in the mid-50s, highs in the low 70s, a chance of showers cooling off again Friday, highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau from the Weather Channel on 710 WOR.
52 right now with your next updated midnight breaking news at once. Start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 to 10 tomorrow. I'm Steve Greenfield on 710 WOR and NBC News radio station.
Is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To London, to the Prime Minister Boris Johnson, to the Bank of England, to London dealing with inflation and challenge to the Prime Minister's leadership of the overwhelmingly strong Tory party in Parliament, but then questions raised about in local elections upcoming, what this will mean about Boris Johnson's leadership. Welcome Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, based in London. He writes the political economics, and there's much of that. I'll mention right away then, the Bank of England moving to raise rates the most since 13 years, which would take us to the Great Recession of 2009-2010. At the same time, we're anticipating the Federal Reserve in these next 48 hours to start its program of raising rates and stopping the bond buying, selling bonds back, lowering its balance sheet to arrest the inflation that is not just national, but worldwide. Joe, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The Bank of England moves. The question is the cost of living. Is the Bank of England's move enough to arrest what is now understood to be a crisis for people on fixed incomes? The Bank of England trying to get ahead of inflation. We have this headline from the London Times. We can do more on living squeeze, Prime Minister admits. Johnson confronted by case of elderly woman riding bus to stay warm. Is Boris Johnson in trouble because he likes to get in trouble, or is the cost of living the real threat to his supremacy? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hey, John, it is all cost of living all the time over here in the UK. I mean, this is the major political and policy issue. What's interesting about this is that, as is the case in a lot of other countries, the cost of living or inflation problem runs across the government. I mean, you started out talking about the Bank of England, the central bank over here. They're meeting this week. They're expected to increase interest rates to their highest level in 13 years. But bear in mind, that highest level in 13 years is all of 1%. So that gives you an idea of exactly how distorted this policy environment has become. I mean, that was a historically low interest rate when the Bank of England hit that in 2009, when they were blowing through it on their way down during the global financial crisis. And we still haven't even come back to what was the normal before that crisis 13, 14 years ago. And part of the rationale for that is that there's only so much that the central bank can do. I mean, you also have this political problem over here, which is becoming an issue for Prime Minister Boris Johnson. They have been raising taxes, such as the payroll tax, in the middle of this cost of living squeeze. You have a bunch of things that the government could be doing on energy policy that would be trying to bring energy prices under control, but Boris's government refuses to do that. So this is becoming a major political dust up over here. And it's related to the fact that, the central bank is rather far behind in doing their part for inflation. And the political class led by the prime minister seems to be completely resistant to any notion of even starting to do their part on it.
The Times story reads that the prime minister insisted initially that the government was doing everything that we can to help people with rising gas and electricity prices. But after being presented, reads the Times, with details of a 77-year-old woman who rode on buses, Mr. Johnson said he accepted that there was more we can do. So what more can we do, Joe? We've mentioned the Bank of England and the tax story, or are they thinking about sending money out to augment people's rising electricity bills or rising bills at the petrol station? What can they do?
Well, there are two parts to that. I mean, there's the what are they likely to do, and then what should they do? So, I mean, if you talk about what they are likely to do, the solution is going to be that classic political expedient of just writing people checks. And so I think that there's going to be greater pressure. They had already announced some months ago that they were going to offer people a couple $100 over the course of the year in various forms of rebate or subsidy on your property taxes. And this was supposed to try to help improve your situation in terms of your household budget for the year. It's pretty clear that that is not going to be enough to make any kind of dent in the sort of emergency that a lot of households are experiencing, especially households on lower income. So I think that you're going to see a lot of pressure on the government to increase the subsidy. You're going to see a lot of pressure on the government perhaps to fund that with windfall profits on energy companies. We had, I think today it was BP, announced that they've had a pretty profitable quarter, and that is leading to new calls for the government to take some of that in the form of a windfall profits tax that then could be doled out in the form of subsidies. The problem is that what the government should be doing is looking at the things that the government already has done too much of in recent years to drive energy prices to the level that they're at. They should be completely rethinking a lot of their approach to environmental and climate issues, all of the green energy levies that get tacked onto household energy bills that make your household electricity and natural gas so expensive. They should be thinking anew about cutting taxes on motor fuel, the diesel or gasoline that people need to get to work. But that kind of discussion isn't going on at all. It's a part of this political dilemma where I think that Boris Johnson feels very politically committed to the environmental goals that he set out last year, and now doesn't want to admit that that was a mistake from an economic perspective. And so instead, we're going to end up with this whole new Rube Goldberg layer of subsidies and other forms of trying to help people without really dealing with the source of the problem.
You know, Joe, that we've been going through the same cost of living, we call it inflation, challenge to the Washington for a year now. Have the excuses that Washington has used worked in Britain? I will go through them. The first was that it was transitory inflation. The second was that it was supply chain inflation. Then it was that it was Putin's inflation because of the price of gasoline. Do those work in London?
No. It is interesting that, I mean, this inflation that we're experiencing is a global phenomenon. It's popping up in a lot of places. A lot of the excuse making has been global. I mean, you're absolutely right. The reasons that you cited did pop up at various times, especially last year, although the transitory inflation idea in particular never really had as much weight in Europe as I think it did in the U.S. Partly that's because I think a lot of European economies have been much more traumatized by inflation over the years than Americans have been. So, I mean, in the U.S., our defining experience of inflation in the post-war era was in the 70s. But in a lot of parts of Europe, they've been through more bouts of inflation over the years. In fact, Britain had a major bout of inflation and a deterioration in purchasing power and household living standards as recently as a decade ago. And so I think for that reason, there was all along a lot less patience with the inflation that was developing. And that's one of the reasons Bank of England has acted perhaps a bit sooner than the Federal Reserve did to try to get prices under control. But there isn't necessarily much of a better understanding of what is causing inflation over here than there is in the U.S. I think there's just the anxiety here set in a bit sooner than it did in America.
The word recession is used routinely now in the United States to get the attention of the financial audiences. Is that word used in London? Does the Johnson government, does Parliament use the word recession unless?
It's not popping up here in the same way that it seems to be in the U.S. for the assumption, you know, where all of the discussion is about a soft landing and whether the Federal Reserve can, tamp down inflation with the soft landing, the subtext being the alternative is a recession, which people seem to think is increasingly likely, especially after last week's anemic, economic contraction for the first quarter of the year. That kind of recession talk, I think, is not quite as ingrained here yet, but it is definitely a possibility. And interestingly, I think the reason if there is going to be an inflation, a recession would not necessarily have to do specifically with the Bank of England's monetary policy moves to try to tamp down inflation. If there is a recession, it's going to be other things. It's going to be triggered by the government's bad energy policies and the pass through of that to the Main Street economy. It's going to be various distortions in the labor market that might have built up over the course of the pandemic. It's going to be trade disruptions resulting from the hangover from Brexit as people adjust to that new reality. So I think that the danger of a recession is definitely very significant here, although at the moment, for some reason that I don't completely understand, I don't think we're hearing as much discussion about that possibility.
I'm speaking with Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column. He's based in London. Recently, Joe was in Germany reporting on right prior to and right after the decision of Germany to move away from Ostpolitik, that means Moscow, and move in a confrontational fashion consistent with its memberships in NATO and the EU. We're going to turn to Germany next because Ukraine is now criticizing the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, as unstatesmanlike. Why? When we come back, I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.